The Program, a novel by Greg Hurwitz, read by Eric Steele. Disc 1.
Prologue. To the bemusement of the tourists and a third grade class shepherded by a portly teacher, the woman crouched, naked, near the 14-foot mammoth and urinated. Her hands gripped the kinked wire fence encircling the vast lake pit, the La Brea tar pit's main attraction. Her face was smooth and unlined. She could still have been a teenager. A few of the children laughed. A stout man in a white Van Dyke and a pinstriped shirt ceased his lethargic tapping on a set of bongos, gathered up the bills he'd accrued in an overturned boater, and scurried off. A Golden Years tourist clucked disapproval, clasping her strap-held camera to her side. Her husband gazed on, mouth slightly ajar, as if unsure whether the vision before him was real or a preview of senility. Heedless that her ankles were getting splattered, the young woman stared through the fence at the fiberglass family of Colombian mammoths, life-size props for the prehistoric death trap. The baby mammoth stood in its father's shadow on shore, watching its mother mired in the hardened surface a stone's throw out. The mother stayed snapshot frozen in her sinking terror, her upper legs mid-flail, trunk extended. Farther into the lake, the tar crust gave way to a murky brown liquid that fumed and bubbled with eruptions of methane. The sludge beneath the surface housed the world's richest deposit of Ice Age fossils. A thick, oppressive smell pervaded the area, equal parts sulfur dioxide and baked Nevada highway. The woman turned to face the crowd and it